It was 2009, and Glenn LaCroix was ready for an ending.
There was many a time when I was on the highway, and I drove a small little sports car, and I just would say to think to myself, and you know, all I could do is step on the gas and just let this thing run out to top speed and just flip the wheel and I'm gone.
LaCroix had served for more than a decade as an Army intelligence professional. He'd built a career on keeping control during conflict, but now he found himself struggling.
It was just a time when things were supposed to be great for me, and I was out of the military, and everything was supposed to be going well for me, and I had a real hard time dealing with a lot of the things that had happened when I was in the military and things that I had done in the military and in the name of my country. I just knew that I was in a bad place in my mind and in my body and just really couldn't function.
LaCroix was in a place many veterans have come to know. The number of service members attempting and completing suicide has been rising for the past 10 years. The Department of Veterans Affairs now estimates that 18 veterans die by suicide every day, far more than are killed in combat. For Dr. Michael Marks, lead psychologist of the Southern Arizona VA healthcare system, it's a problem without an easy cause or an easy solution.
There's a bunch of different factors. Probably the biggest overreaching one is military culture, where you're encouraged to suck it up, ruck it up, drive on. This whole ethos that, you know, if you have any psychological problems, you just bury them and you get on with doing your job.
Post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, drug and alcohol abuse, financial or relationship troubles, and the difficulties of multiple deployments or transitioning back into civilian life can all factor into suicide risk. Mark says fear and isolation are also part of the problem. He says many service members worry they'll lose their place in the military if they seek help.
In the military, certainly, if you have any kind of problems and you approach somebody, the great fear, which is borne out by history, is that can ruin your career. So people stay isolated and shut up about problems.
Mark says the military is trying to change its culture so more veterans and service members will get the help they need. But the stigma associated with suicide and mental health issues is hard to shake, whether in the military or in the civilian world. And that's why Nicola Winkle, a community liaison with the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, is on a mission. Inspired by the experiences of her husband, a veteran and mental health clinician who served in the Marine Corps and the National Guard, Winkle is teaching Arizonans military mental health first aid.
Mental health first aid is being used across the country to equip our communities to respond to individuals experiencing mental health crises. And what we're doing now is adapting it for use with the military and veteran populations.
Winkle recently led a pilot training that drew 35 attendees, many of them community health care providers who are eager to learn the do's and don'ts of helping clients who are part of military culture.
So what we found is that it's really important not just to have people who understand mental health issues and how to address those, but really understand the unique perspectives and experiences of these individuals and their families and what they've gone through. And the more people that we have that are knowledgeable, who have the confidence to intervene, and they know how to connect that person to the resources that are available, the better off we're going to be intervening in the lives of people who are feeling suicidal.
For veteran Glenn LaCroix, who is now the student director of the University of Arizona Veterans Education Transition Services, finding people who were willing to intervene gave him a chance at a new beginning.
When I came to the University of Arizona I found the vet's office that was here, and there was a couple people in there that helped me out, and I remember walking in there and they could see that I needed help and that I had problems, and they were able to help me. They got my GI Bill started, they enrolled me in school, they enrolled me in classes, and I know that had I just walked in that office and someone turned to me and said, you know, it's too late, you know, semester's gonna start in 2 weeks, there's nothing we can do, whatever, I wouldn't be here right now.
I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.